Triple J's Short, Fast, Loud.
And now I get to say Eric and Matthias are in the studio. My friends, how are you today?
Great.
Doing awesome.
It's great
to be
back.
Enjoying Australia.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear. You know, you're currently running around the country with Goldfinger, doing a whole bunch of shows. How have they been so far?
Super good. It's been sold out almost everything. And it's so great to be able to go back here after 3 years and do this again. And it's... people at the shows.
Yeah, and also like we've done this before, kick off a new world tour in Australia, which is so good because you guys got the summer.
Yeah,
I read that about you. You try and escape the winter and come back to Australia every time.
As much as you can.
We've done that on every album since Penrith Pioneers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Australia also holds a very special place because it was the first place you toured outside of Sweden as well.
Yeah, Scandinavia, exactly. Yeah. And it's funny because the first time we were here, we talked about that. We landed, we flew into Adelaide, right?
No, Sydney.
Into Sydney, and we didn't know what's going
to
happen.
We're going to have a drive to the first show.
They just pick us up in a van and said, let's drive to the first show. And the first show was in Adelaide. And we just drove. It's just a couple of hours. And it's like 1,400 kilometers.
Yeah, it's kind of far.
You go through about 10 European countries by that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it was so much fun because we actually, you know, people are coming here and they never see kangaroos. I mean, we saw kangaroos the first night.
Yeah. It was
in the wild.
A trip.
Real kangaroos, not those fake ones that.
No.
The ones that'll mess you up.
Exactly.
Yeah. As I said, you're touring around the country for your latest album, SOS, which, like the predecessors, or the last two predecessors actually, was both recorded in Millen Collins' own studio, holding that very DIY thing that you gents do, and I absolutely adore. Three albums into recording in your own studio, though, have you noticed that this time around you've really tightened up this process, or is it still a learning curve after three albums?
Yeah, but it's funny because we had the old studio we had, I built that back in 99, but now they tore it down, so we have a new place, and this was actually the first album that is recorded at the new place. Nice. And this is actually a real studio. The last studio I just made up. It was just a room, and now it's for real. So it was a different thing for me, and emotionally too, in a way, just because the old place, I mean, there was a lot of music recorded at that studio for Burning Heart Records and a lot of bands, you know. So,
yeah, but I think definitely we are nailing the process.
Yeah, exactly.
This feels like how we should record albums, for sure.
Mm. Yeah, it's I think it's very different from what other bands are doing. But it's a secret. I won't tell anyone what we're doing.
No, but it's so good too. Like, we started recording the drums in May, and Nicola was done with the lyrics by the end of September. So, I mean, we have a lot of time in between.
Mm. Almost too much time sometimes.
Yeah, so. But still, you can choose when you want to record or not. And we were still playing European festivals during this summer. So it felt... the process is not... I mean, like when we recorded Penrith Pioneers, for example, you went to the States and you had a certain amount of days and hours.
But it's both for good and bad, you know, in a way, because then you really have to work.
Yeah.
We were really lazy this time. So I don't want to go
but
to work.
But it worked out. Good. Perfect, though.
It's a great process.
I guess that's the kind of dangerous, because you have all this time, so you don't have to rush, and the songs could be as well as you want, but it's also because you don't have that time limit on it. You can be like, I'll just do one more take. And then you just play the same guitar part for days.
We did have a deadline for the record company.
Yeah, but I was actually rushing the recording at the end.
Yeah.
It was really hectic the last couple of days.
Yeah, and I was rushing the you know, cover art. Yeah, everything about that was super hectic in the end.
No, but it's just when you have that many days. I mean, we had the whole summer, but it was just rushed at the end.
No, it's fair.
But it's always like that. Yeah. It has to be like that, I guess.
You always work better as closer you get to a deadline.
That's fine. What I tried to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the album, you know, as a whole is kind of an interesting juxtaposition, I guess, because it is one of the most, as far as my understanding, it's one of the most political albums I've heard you gents do for a long time. Mm-hmm. But it really doesn't feel forced down your throat. Like, it's not like it's so political as punk rock can get.
The lyrics are more like objective. We don't have the solution, and we're not telling people what to believe. This is more like... you know, reflections of how the society looks today.
Why is it so important to shape it in that way, though?
I mean, Nicola wrote pretty much all the lyrics. And I mean, this is probably something that both affect him and the rest of us right now. You know, if you watch the news these days, it's so fucking depressing. Every morning, I wake up and check out the news when I have my coffee. And it, I mean, it must be 80% bad news and 20% good news these days. Super depressing. Yeah, but I mean,
but it's he's there's a lot of positives in the lyrics. And I guess this is just a reflection on what's going on in our minds, you know.
And we also experience a lot of this. Like, there's a lot of, like, really bad right-wing movements in Sweden and in Europe and everywhere, I think. And the environmental disaster that goes on. And, you know.
But it's important, though, the fact you said that it's... I don't like preachy stuff. Mm. It has to be, I mean... You know, it's just thoughts that we have, you know, and people can do whatever they want to with those thoughts, you know.
Yeah.
So it's important not to... The most important thing is to get people to think.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, on what's going on with everything.
I like that. I like that. Well, we're going to... I've asked you in today, because last time, Matthias, it was yourself and Nicola in here, and you like we played some acoustic stuff, which I've gotten in trouble for, but you know, whatever. That's not on you, it's on me. Yeah. But so this time, you know, like I've been smashing the heart of the album, but I wanted you gents to come in and program a couple of songs in Short, Fast, Loud. So we're going to go to your choices first. So we've chosen some Weezer, some Afghan Whigs, and starting things off with some Rocket for the Crypt. Why are these three bands important to you?
They're super important. I mean, Afghan Whigs, for example, is you know, I first heard them back in 1991. I never heard about them, and they played in our hometown. It was weird, and I went to that show, and it's just realized that they do something that is so different from what I've been listening to before I discovered them. So it's a really cool thing, and Greg Daly has a lot of attitude, you know, so they're great. And also, Rocket from a Crypt is a band that I discovered very late. You know, and it made me write songs in a different way. Especially you can hear that on, like, Penbridge Pioneers. There's different chord changes from what I did before, and they're responsible for that. and Weezer is just a great, super great band that, you know, you have to like. This song is a new song, but it's just, I mean, I think his lyrics and the way Rivers is so cool, because he's a weirdo, but he's amazing. He's such a good singer too, you know. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, 100%. Well, cool. Let's start off with some Weezer, and then we'll get into the rest of the tracks as well. Great. You're on Short, Fast, Loud on Triple J. We've got Eric and Matthias from Millencolin in the studio programming some songs. This is Weezer. This is Weekend Woman. Rocket from the Crypt on Short, Fast, Loud. Afghan Whigs and Weezer in there as well. Matthias from Millencolin programming those particular songs. And gents, Matthias, I want to start with you with this question, and then Eric, I've got a follow-up with you. But I read something very interesting the other day, that you're actually a world record holder in something that I just wouldn't have expected.
Drag racing.
Drag racing. Yeah, how did you get into drag racing, and how did you win a world record?
I don't know. My car is called the Killer Snake.
Just holding up, because this is an audio medium, and he's holding up a killer snake cobra in a car jumper at the moment.
Yeah, it's just weird. I got my license when I was 27, but I started to do illegal street racing, you know, at the start. And then I started to try to compete in a more better level, and I realized that it's better to, you have to, there's different classes of drag racing, you know. I'm in a thing called Superstock. So I actually... started to do that very seriously. So it takes a lot of time, and it's very, very hard to drive a race car on a straight line for a quarter mile. It's not easy.
Yeah, I could imagine.
You know, suspension, engines, and I do everything myself, you know. So it's, but it's great. It's a lot of fun. So I have the fastest time in my class, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's actually cool. Amazing. And I love that you're as well keeping up this, like, the DIY ethos you have with the band into your car scratch. Yeah.
You have to learn how to build engines when you do this, otherwise you can't do it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Fair enough. You know, and we were discussing just before the microphones come on that you know, Nicola's got his brewing thing, like he does world class brewing all around the world. Eric, just, you know, to balance out the questions, what is your pastime? What is the secret about you that people wouldn't realize?
I'm partner in a boat company.
Oh yeah, like building boats.
No. We import American bass boats.
Oh nice.
Tracker boats. Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, a few like top-notch fishing, sport fishing boats from the US. So we're doing that, and I got my artwork design company as well.
Mm, yeah, I know, because you do all the Millencolin artwork and everything's very much in your wheelhouse. How, like, I guess obviously, in this day and age, everyone has this idea of just, like, you know, like making a living on and punk rock and whatnot, and so they kind of fix on this idea that you have to live a creative life and you have to do all this and you have to do the hustle. Why has it been so important to both of you to have these side things that have nothing to do with punk?
It would be depressing to just do the same thing all over again. Or, I mean, you would lose the fun part about it, because this is so great. I was talking to my partner, the boat company, right now, and I'm like, he's like, how are you doing back there? And blah, 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 all this business talk. And I'm like, wow, it's so good to just come here and be a rock star, or what to call it, and just leave that other stuff behind. But I mean, Millencolin is our main source of the income and the most important stuff in our lives.
But it's weird because I, as you're saying, it's hard to imagine a life without the band and just do this.
Yeah,
sailboats.
I'm so happy about the contrast because it's going to be fun actually to go to a boat show when I get back home and talk about boats. Mm. And also fun to just sit at home making a logotype for a company. That's also going to be lots of fun. Mm. But now I'm actually enjoying being on tour so much. I can sleep in. And, I mean, it's fun to talk about the band being here. And it's amazingly fun to be on stage these days.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best part. The show is the reason why we're here. And that's the best part of the day.
Exactly. But if you wouldn't have done the other parts and you would just be out playing shows all the time, it would be an average day for you, maybe.
Mm. And you get very, very burnt out on that.
Exactly. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Variety is the spice of life, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. cliche.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But cliches are there for a reason. Bringing you back to the band for one last question, what's next for Millencolin? Where are you off to next? What's the plan?
European tour coming up after this, and then we have summer festivals. In Europe, there's a lot of festivals, and then we're heading to the States in the fall, and we're going to play some Scandinavian shows after that, and we're well into 2020 booking shows now. So it's an ongoing thing. So it feels great.
Nice.
Definitely.
Very nice. Gents, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat and coming into the studio. Eric, we're going to lead out with your songs now. I've got you to program three songs as well. We've got some Turbo Negro, some Rancid, and we're going to start it off with some Propaganda as well. Tell us about why these bands mean so much to you.
Propaganda necessarily doesn't mean too much to me. It's just like they put out this great song and this great album. And it's just fun to see a band that's been around for a long time putting out a great song like this.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And what about for Rancid and Turbo Negro?
Rancid, though, they are my gods. And Out Come the Wolves, I consider that album to be the best punk rock album ever written.
Fair.
Yeah. So, they're just... I can always listen to Rancid.
And Turbo Negro. We're going with, was it the Age of Pampirius?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we going with that song?
This song is about, I think, the drummer's pizzeria in Oslo. They're just so funny. The lyrics, Turbo Negro's lyrics are so funny.
Yeah.
And they are also such a good rock band.
Mm.
I kind of miss when the lead singer Hank from Helvete, when he left Turbo Negro. I don't think it's the same anymore. And he's got his own solo project now, which is not the same either.
Yeah.
It's just the energy. It's just Turbo Negro when those people are combined.
Yeah,
100%. But awesome band. We shared the label in Sweden.
Nice.
Before.
Nice. Oh, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
This is Short, Fast, Loud on Triple J.